Republic to the brother formed the BBC body, I believe it was 1971.
And he felt that there was, well, at least the initial reason for forming the DBC was that he felt there was some disturbance in society when some of his godbrothers began to minimize his position, his being called Srila Prabhupada, his coming to the Western world and giving sannyas to Westerners and making Westerners Brahmins. His godbrothers even started to say that Prabhupada's taking the name. Prabhupada was not correct, that only Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada should have had that title. And Prabhupada noticed some disturbances, such as when he asked the devotees, if you're chanting your 16 rounds a day, he's told that the authorities said that they didn't have to chant their 16 rounds a day if they were doing service. One time Prabhupada took some charanamrita and there was salt instead of sugar. And he asked who did this, and one lady started to giggle. Prabhupada didn't think it was very funny. And he came to his room one time and his picture was upside down. So he was taking this as signal, as different signals coming from Krishna, that he was being minimized within the society. During the Rath Yatra in San Francisco, for instance, his disciples told him not to go to the Rath Yatra, that someone else would sit on, because it was dangerous to go. Prabhupada went anyhow for a brief period of time. That's why you can see him dancing at the Rath Yatra in an outfit made by Govinda Dasi. In any case, he called up different leaders from around the world. Wasn't so much around the world, but he calls different leaders. There was some temples in America and one or two temples in Europe. And they came and their Prabhupada established the GBC body, specifically as in very many, there's around 700 instructions Prabhupada gave, places where he talked about the GBC. To oversee his reasons were of creating the GBC were in line with his spiritual master's desire, that the missionary movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu represented by ISKCON, because ISKCON is actually it's a missionary movement to spread Krishna consciousness, to train people to become Krishna conscious and to distribute it to others. And therefore, in order to do that effectively on the worldwide scale, it required cooperation. Previously, when acharyas, at least in India, when they left, before they left, they appointed successor acharyas. But Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada didn't do that. Instead, he requested his disciples to work cooperatively under the GBC to spread Krishna consciousness. He also encouraged them to distribute books and to print books and distribute them. But as Prabhupada writes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, just after the disappearance of his spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada's leading disciples made plans to create different acharyas. They split over who the next acharya would be. At least some of them did. And they became, Prabhupada said, instead of working to spread Krishna consciousness, they worked to fight against each other in court, who would be the next acharya. And therefore Prabhupada said that they were useless. Asara. Just like this is in the verse about Advaita Acharya's sons were, three of them were devotees and three of them were asara, or useless. Therefore Prabhupada stressed that throughout his preaching in the Western world that the GBC should organize the preaching and try to spread Krishna consciousness to the best of its ability, and to oversee the standards of the temples, of the different zones and projects, to see that they're actually following the instructions coming down through our disciples' succession. And as he said that, in his will, The DBC is the ultimate managerial authority within ISKCON, which means that it oversees everyone within ISKCON, including the DBC members. The DBC body oversees the DBC members. It's not that the DBC members are supposed to be very creative and they do whatever they want. And they come once a year together to talk about what they did. No, they're supposed to meet together and discuss how collectively they're supposed to work and also give instructions individually to the individual members how they should work during the year to become Krishna conscious and to distribute Krishna consciousness to others. So once a year, well actually now twice a year, they meet somewhere, at least once a year in Mayapur, and for the last 5 or 6 years, they've been meeting in either Tirupati or in Mumbai for the second meeting, the mid-year meeting. They pass resolutions not just to fill up the minutes book, but to actually give some guidance to the society in general, including the GBC members. How are we going to, do we have some method of turning the slides? Or should I? Well, it's a PDF. Okay. So I'm going to just go through it quickly. We don't really have time to explain in detail. Especially interesting is the relation between the GBC and the other members, leaders of ISKCON. Especially the guru, the initiating gurus in our society. Because there's always a tendency to assume either too much authority or too little authority, and the devotees becoming confused exactly who is my authority. Who am I supposed to listen to? But there's only actually one super soul, and that super soul has only one opinion, what each one of us is supposed to do at any moment. It's not that the super soul is confused also by all our different authorities. He knows exactly what he wants, and everyone else is supposed to find out what he wants. And one thing he wants is that everyone work cooperatively. But because we're living entities, therefore we sometimes have differences of opinion. Even in the spiritual world, people have a different opinion, and therefore there's even organization in the spiritual world. At least one day, whatever the day may mean in Goloka Vrindavan, it may be a very long day in our terms. But Purnamasi organizes a meeting. She's the chairman of the GBC there, eternally. And she organizes a meeting at Vrindakund. In case you're in Goloka Vrindavan sometime, you can go and see what the meeting's like. It's probably pretty ecstatic. And there are Brinda Devi and everyone else comes, and they decide what Radha and Krishna's pastimes are going to be like that day. And after they discuss it and decide what colors the forest is going to be, etc., then Brinda Devi has different parrots, and they go out and they spread the message. Unfortunately, they're not so advanced in Goloka Vrindavan. They have an internet system yet. They just have some parrots. But at least that way everyone's engaged. There's no unemployment in the spiritual world. Everyone has some ecstatic service to do. And luckily, Vrindakund is not that far away from Radhakund and the other places of pastime. So the parrots usually make it there in time. Unless they have a slow connection. And the parrots tell, you know, the forest and the flowers and the animals exactly what to do. And everyone's very happy to do it. They don't say, well, wait a second, green, I don't like green. I'm going to wear pink today. No, everyone cooperates very nicely there. And that way they serve Radha and Krishna. So organization is there even in the spiritual world, and there is authorities there. It's not that everyone is, all the liberated souls are equal in authority, or everyone's competing. When can we get rid of Purnamasi, and then we can take a place? No, everyone's very happy with the authorities there, because they're very nice devotees. So similarly, the ISKCON is modeled because it's a worldwide society. The ultimate authority is supposed to be the GBC, but actually the ultimate authority are Prabhupada's instructions, and Prabhupada's instructions are based upon the instructions of the previous acharyas, which ultimately come from Lord Chaitanya, and ultimately from Krishna, because Lord Chaitanya happens to be Krishna. So it's not that the GBC is the ultimate authority and hopefully they don't make things up. They try to understand to the best of their ability what the desire of Prabhupada and the previous acharyas and Krishna are, so that we can understand that. And that includes even the initiating gurus. The whole idea is not to just control something, but to organize a worldwide society to spread Krishna consciousness. And that will take a lot of cooperation. Could you imagine an army going to battle and every single captain had a different idea how to fight the war? And there were 3,000 captains, and each one of them had a different idea of what to do. They'd probably wind up killing each other before they killed any of the enemy. So similarly, we're going to fight against Maya. It's going to take some organization. And Prabhupada gave at least the authority to the GBC, and then with instructions how the GBC should perform. So every year they have different, because the GBC right now is composed of around 34 members. And there are some who are candidates, and they've set a limit to around 40 members. So there's a few more that can be added. This year, there was a moratorium that no more GBCs would be added, generally, but they made some exceptions. I was made an assistant GBC. I was a candidate last year, and they added another, let me move this up, added a new candidate. Generally, you go from, to be on the GBC begins with assistant GBC, and then acting, and then full GBC. And candidates are more or less, the understanding is if they perform well, then they'll be added as assistant GBCs. And this year, Ravindra Swarup Prabhu, who most of you may know, who wrote recently, was the writer of the book, Prabhupada, the Founder Acharya. He retired this year as a GBC member. So you can just go down. Well, actually, maybe I should just. As you can see here, there's a sannyas waiting list. There are no ladies on the list yet. And there probably won't be any in the future. As you can see, it's quite a list, and we have. So far this year, we have 13 new ones applying for sannyas. So it's become quite popular to become a sannyas candidate. Imagine if the ladies were sannyas candidates, it would be twice as large. And here we can find that the assisting the GBC are different ministries and different committees. Communication, health and welfare, congregational development, Vaishnavi ministry, ISKCON youth ministry, ministry of sannyas services, deity worship ministry, book distribution, cow protection, padyatra education, justice, fund development, shastric advisory, ISKCON property office, central office, TBC Vaishnav Calendar Committee, ISKCON Dispute Resolution Committee, BBT Grant, Guru Services, GBC Appointment, Royal Holy Name Week, Vrindavan Samadhi, GBC BBT Team. So if you don't have enough service, I'm sure you can fit into one of those committees somewhere. And here's our budget. This is in rupees, by the way. As you can see, I'm the minister for sannyas, and we got 30,000 rupees, which is around $500, which is three times more than you usually give us. It's enough to pay for part of our telephone calls. and also we use it to buy a new dunder once in a while. But our budget is quite, the total is 645,000 rupees, which is around almost 100,000 euros. Yeah, 645,000. Oh, it's 6 million. Okay. 6 million. Anyhow, it comes out to around 100,000 euros. Maybe a little less. What's that? 84. For a worldwide organization, it's like, it's nothing. There are some members of ISKCON who collect more than that for donations. And these other things are just general meetings. And then there's going to be ISKCON is going to celebrate its 50th year. In 2016, therefore, there is an attempt to have some worldwide celebration. And that's being organized. Here in Europe, one of the Madhujis, you probably know her, her name is Marijanti from Bosnia. She's going to help organize the 50th anniversary in Europe. Yeah. In Slovenia. And other places too. It's more or less going to be local celebrations mostly. Not so much just in one place. I hope so. I mean, I'll celebrate in Mayapur. We'll have at least a birthday cake in Mayapur. The idea is mostly is the publicity. I mean, ISKCON's eternal. It's not really 50 years old. But at least for publicity, because it gives us an excuse. Just like a lot of times people have, for any excuse, they have a festival, because then they can have some prasadam. So as an excuse to help us with our publicity. And then there was a resolution about plans for increasing book distribution this year. In North America, they had this case going on, which was known as the child protection case, something like that, youth case, mostly that we were being sued, raising money by the, we were being threatened to be sued by the former members or students of the Gurukul because of child abuse. And then there was some settlement reached where I think around $11 million is given as funds to these different former Gurukul students. So North America, this was the site of some of the problems. They were busily engaged in collecting and trying to pay off this particular case. But after they paid it off, then they focused in on book distribution again. And for the last couple of years at least, they've been increasing by 20% each year, their book distribution. So it's, since Prabhupada emphasized book distribution as our primary preaching activity, along with the holy name and prasadam distribution, therefore it was recommended that all the different zones around the world, they concentrate more on book distribution and try to do it more systematically so they can increase it.
what's amazing.
Generally, ISKCON, except for India, is not over flooded with brahmacharis lately. It's mostly grihasthas. And therefore, plans for increasing book distribution really centers around the grihastha community. Like in Croatia, in Zagreb, this last weekend, they had this Warriors Weekend. And even the older devotees who are now moved out and living in their household life, even they came and they participated and distributed books and went on Harinam. So this is the type of activity we'd like to encourage all the temples in Europe to do also. Establish the division of legal, accounting, and regulatory compliance. In other words, everyone should... when we pass resolutions, for one thing, is that we should also see that they're followed up. Because it's just like making a vow or a promise. If you make a promise, you don't keep it, after a while, your word becomes more less and less credible. So if the GBC is going to be effective, it has to make sure that what it resolves is actually carried out, or else no one will take it seriously. And also, money should be spent in the service of Krishna, so some kind of oversight with that should be there. Prabhupada established that from the very beginning. Even when he had no money whatsoever, even when he was on the Jaladuta, he was recording how much he spent. And when he came to New York, if you read the New York 22nd Avenue diary, you'll find out that every penny was accounted for. And that's what it was. It was pennies. 50 cents for, he writes in his diary, I spent 50 cents today for cayenne pepper. Prabhupada said, actually, he wasn't expecting there would be any cayenne pepper in America. Red pepper, that is. But he was amazed that there were actually, he didn't think there would be any vegetables in America. He thought they're all meat eaters, all he would find is meat. That's why he took only two trunks with him when he came over. One trunk full of books and one trunk full of rolled oats, in case he couldn't find any food in America. So he writes in his diary, he was pleasantly surprised to find they even had cayenne pepper or red pepper at the store. Unfortunately, it was 10 times more than it was in India. So Prabhupada kept he kept records of everything he was spending, even though he didn't have any GBC or temple president to oversee him. I guess the super soul was watching him. I don't know if he made a bad entry with his super soul complaint or something. And here is donal configuration. Previously, as you probably might know, GBCs had zones all over the world, and still they do. One GBC has a zone in Japan, he's the same GBC as in Indonesia, he was in Europe. And in other words, you can spend your whole life on an airplane just going to your GBC zone. So they wanted to make a system, especially in the future, where the GBC zones would be more contiguous. Contiguous means that they would be more closer to each other, like Croatia, Slovenia, Bosnia, and Serbia. Now, if I took a zone in Australia, that might be a little, wouldn't be so contiguous, especially if I had to go there every week. Therefore, they divided the world up into seven zones, Europe has 37 zones. We have the record, by the way, until Africa might supersede us. And here's a listing of the zones. You see your favorite country go by. Slovenia is there.
number 30.
And India, the subcontinent, you can see it's a big world. And property trustees. Prabhupada set up, before he left, he set up property trustees in his final will so that the properties could be protected. He was very disturbed when some of his disciples in Hawaii one time, they took the temple as their own personal property, and when they left ISKCON, they sold the temple for their own personal use. So Prabhupada therefore wanted a system by which the temples would be protected, and they wouldn't be under the... sometimes they might have to be in individual names, but that should be a rarity, depending upon the country. But in any case, that part of the protection would be to have property trustees. And that's a whole tattva in itself. Right now the property trustees in Slovenia, because our property, the overseer of the property trustees is, let's say, a little behind in his work. He hasn't really emphasized it so much. Therefore, officially it's still, I think, Bhakti Bhushan Swami, Bira Krishna Maharaj, and Bhakti Vaibhav Maharaj. It was changed in Mayapur this year, but there was some technicality, so it will probably, well, we're working on it, but probably shortly it'll be Bira Krishna Maharaj and Krishna Shetaru and myself. Adding new DVCs, adding new DVC members, including all levels of DVC, shall generally be put on hold till the AGM 2016. The DVC requests the Succession Committee, Org Dave, and DVC Appointment Committee to give priority to collaboratively strengthen the system of identifying, developing, and vetting new DVCs. Potential improvements shall be presented for review at each DVC meeting. Final review shall be ready for midterm meeting 2015. Good luck. And I'm on that committee, and they're working there, mostly working with curriculum development right now. One, I think, devotee, he donated property in India to set up a college for the leadership. India is quite wealthy. ISKCON India is quite wealthy. And it continues every year. They are opening up a new huge temple, you know, multi-million euro temple in India, and they have thousands of devotees. And you know, someone just donated property, and they're building some houses there, and that will house the place where devotees will be trained up for leadership. And that's what they've been working on, is a curriculum for that. Srila Prabhupada, founder of Acharya on ISKCON.com. It's available for download on the website, ISKCON founder Acharya. Has anyone read that? Prabhupada is the founder of Acharya. Yeah, you can get them from, I think he writes about the tomb, or he'll send them. Yeah, he said he'll send them. Health care guidelines for devotees living in the temple. Whereas at present there are no official guidelines regarding the fiscal responsibility of ISKCON centers and other entities for the health care of resident or full-time devotees, whereas Prabhupada prioritized the health of devotees as number one,
followed by sadhana, then seva, and whereas serving devotees is very important. Resolve. All ISKCON entities are encouraged to ensure that all essential medical and dental expenses of its resident and fully supported devotees are supplied. The authorities of those ISKCON entities are recommended to investigate options for local insurance plans, government plans, or other reliable options to ensure as far as possible that quality health care is provided. Two, a person choosing to become a resident or fully supported devotee dependent on an ISKCON entity should be informed as to the extent of medical and dental insurance or coverage or absence thereof. That will be supplied by the entity before they commit to dedicate themselves. That will be supplied by the entity. Should be supplied to the entity. I don't know why it says entity. Does it make sense? Person choosing to become a resident, a fully supported devotee, dependent on an ISKCON entity, should be informed as to the extent of medical and dental insurance or absence thereof. That will be supplied by the entity before they commit to dedicate themselves to the ISKCON entity. Terrible wording. What's that?
I mean, it's just sense on that.
Yeah, I mean, I was the one who sponsored the proposal, that's why. I should have edited it better. All such insurances may be put into writing, the copy given to the devotee, and the original retained in the permanent file of the ISKCON entity. In other words, before you join the temple, or you should work out how your health insurance is going to be organized, and dental insurance. In Slovenia, do they cover health and dental? It's all covered.
It's all one.
Is there any quality, sir? Do they? It's good?
You cannot get it. You must pay your life fees. And otherwise,
everything else. They encourage you to have so-called amalgams.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Should women be called Prabhu, Mataji, or Devi? So there was a... Somehow or another has become a big thing in ISKCON, parts of ISKCON. The parts of ISKCON where the ladies call the sannyasis Prabhu also. So. Anyhow, it was given over to the what's called the Shastric Advisory Committee to research it, to see whether we're going to call the... We should call the ladies Prabhu, Mataji, or Devi. Yes.
Wouldn't just call them Vaishnavi, wouldn't be quite respectful, and it's like a big title. I mean, title. Once
I think well, you can tell Vaishnava. You can send your recommendation to the Shastric Advisory Committee. Solve all their problems. Sound system guidelines. So if you can't hear this, it's probably because they didn't follow the guidelines. What did he say? Resolve. As you probably know, sometimes people love loud, devotees love loud kirtans. As if you can, you know, you're right next to the wampers, and they're blessed, bang, bang, and there's three devotees in the kirtan. Whack! And you can't hear yourself think. Or breathe. But you have this nice ringing sound when you leave the kirtan. You can still hear the wampers. So it's actually dangerous. People lose their hearing by too loud sounds, even if they're transcendental sounds. So the GBC body hereby encourages its kind managers and monitor the level of sound systems in use at their centers. The sound system should be adjusted so it sounds clear, sweet, and attractive, as opposed to overly loud, distorted, or painful. Whenever possible, the sound pressure levels should regularly be measured using sound pressure level meters to make sure the dangerous sound pressure levels are prevented.
Such meters are available on mobile devices.
How are they?
What's that? Oh no, they're much larger. They're much higher than that. I measure the. No, I got.
No, now it's 70.
I got 90.
Now it's 70. When you're discussing, it's 70.
I got
70. Now it's 70.
Yeah, I got 90, 95 for the kirtan. Anything over 90 is. Yeah, anything prolonged over 90, you go deaf. What's that? Jackhammers. Karta, wampers. Yeah. Yeah, just wampers are less common, that's all, but they're louder.
Wampers are louder, but
yeah.
They're not maybe so much damaging to the ears than different frequency. Different frequency are more dangerous to the if they are high.
Anyhow, whatever, we should be careful about. The Hare Krishna mantra should be the primary mantra in all ISKCON kirtans. So that's pretty obvious. Sometimes we get, you know, prolonged Jai Radhe, etc. So Prabhupada chanted Hare Krishna because it's Radha and Krishna. Chanting the holy names of Srimati Radharani. So this is how we should be very respectful to Srimati Radharani. And falling should be avoided in all temples. These are called guidelines. Like the healthcare guidelines aren't, you know, those are recommendations. We have no ISKCON, you know, police, secret police. And when they catch someone saying Jai Radhe, they secretly arrest them and take them downstairs into one of our dungeons and torture them until they promise them to say Jai Radhe anymore. If you're wondering why, where some of the devotees disappeared to, now you know. They didn't bloop, they're still downstairs. So the chanting of the holy name of Srimati Radharani without the holy name of Shri Krishna. Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. Oh, I did it. Sorry. Don't tell anyone. Chanting the holy name of Srimati Radharani within mantras that are not introduced by Srila Prabhupada. Previous quota Vaishnava Acharyas are in Shastra, including, not limited to, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, 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 etc., etc. Radhe, Sham, Radhe, Sham, 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 Radhe, Radhe. On Radhasmi, devotees may chant Srimati Radharani's holy name in isolation of Shri Krishna's name to a limited degree, not more than 2 or 3 minutes. We also have a stopwatch. They distributed stopwatches to all the GVC at the meeting. Well, actually, one time I was in Buffalo, New York, and Prabhupada was visiting there, came there for over a week. And we were chanting all kinds of mantras that we got from India. Gopal, Gopala, Gopala, Gopala. Yasamati Nandana Gopala. And Prabhupada, he heard us chanting these mantras, and his reaction, he told our temple president that we don't chant these mantras, we only chant mantras coming down from our previous acharyas. So all our mantras became limited to the mantras of our previous acharya. So Prabhupada was quite strict on these things, because when the devotees didn't listen to Prabhupada himself, then after a while, sometimes he just didn't mention it again. Because he said you can mention something three times, but after that it becomes agitating to people. And then gender kirtans. A new practice has emerged in ISKCON. Kirtan consists of kirtan leader chants. Ladies only respond. Has this ever happened here? Kirtan leader chants. Men only respond. Kirtan leader chants. You know, Radhe. The ladies chant Radhe, Radhe. And the men, Sham, Sham, Radhe, Radhe, Sham, Sham. This is not forbidden. Because, you know, it's not that the ladies, they're all gopis and the men are all coward boys. That's not our identity. These are just, you know, why should the ladies just chant Radhe and the men chant Sham? It's just a material conception. We're not men, we're not women, we're devotees of Krishna. ISKCON disciple course mandate, so anyone who's going to become initiated, they have to take what's called the disciple course. And I think that's already being taught here in Ljubljana over a year's time. And that will be a preliminary qualification requirement in order to take initiation in the future. Furthermore, all DBC members and temple president shall ensure within their respective areas of authority that no later than Janmasmi 2015. Regulations commencing the service of Diksha Guru in ISKCON. This is a very long resolution. Anyone thinking of becoming a Diksha Guru, they can read this resolution, but basically speaking, this one is yeah, there is a list. I have it. I have 2 minutes more. Okay, so then there's one about discipleship in ISKCON. Yes. Next time. So, any questions? Everyone is 100% agreed to follow.
And if we just extend this resolution, action take place.
Well, it's expected that at least the leadership should read the resolutions. There are many things there, but then we have many activities within this one. And it's not like a huge book or anything. But there are everything that's more or less, I think nowadays, all these resolutions that have passed certainly pertain to most of us, have some bearing in our spiritual life. Therefore, it's not really that difficult just to read them and get some idea about what is ISKCON, and what its rules and regulations are, where it's trying to head towards, what its emphasis is on. Because these are, at least, we have 30 GBCs usually in Mayapur, and then there's like maybe 25 deputies and ministers, and everyone is working on this in order to further the cause of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. And therefore, they're quite intelligent devotees, and they're coming up with things that are at least something that would be relevant to practically every area within our society. One of the proofs that Krishna consciousness is universal is that it's accepted by so many, by all nationalities, practically speaking, all around the world. It's a transcendental movement which goes beyond race, nationality, or even religion. And therefore, these resolutions are made in such a way as to be relevant to practically every place within our society. Okay. So I think my time is up. And now we're going to 3 o'clock is cosmology? Oh, okay. So thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. 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 Jai.